ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Woman-dominated Pine Ridge, there came an event to top everything. A lady barber suddenly appeared at Moe's Moot Tonsorial Parlor, and immediately business picked up tremendously in that establishment. Among the enthusiastic customers was our good old friend Lum, who later turned up at the Jot 'em Down store, groomed and perfumed. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Every single day throughout the cold season, there are 1.5 million persons unable to go to work or to school because of cold. Yes, you'll be lucky to escape a cold. And that's why it's wise to do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. Now, when you start catching cold, just start the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. It can help give comfort of relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it at once according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, eat wisely, dress warmly, and stay out of drafts. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. And that isn't all. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. That's why there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. So get a large package from your druggist and then follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot 'em Down store discussing the electrifying news of the new barber.
Lady barber, by Jiminy, you know she's the first one of them things I ever seen, Abner.
Oh, you saw her, have you, Grandpappy?
Well, from a distance.
Uh-huh.
I ain't been inside the barber shop, but I saw her through the window.
Well,
natural, I wouldn't think of going in there and letting her shave me or nothing.
Oh, natural, I wouldn't either.
No. She ain't a bad looker, though, I'll say that for her.
No, so is. But here, use a lot of artificial coloring and flavoring on herself, they say.
Well, yeah, I reckon so. On her, it don't look bad, though.
No, sir. Rosy jaw, they say, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With her looks, I don't see how in the world she could ever be a relay to Moe's Moots.
Is she a relay to him?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Well, I get the story is that Kitty just graduated.
Kitty?
Yeah, ain't you here? That's her name. Kitty something or other. Anyway, Kitty just graduated from a barber college in Kansas City and couldn't find a job nowhere, so Moses' sister says to her, says, Kitty, she says, come out to Pine Ridge and Mose will put you in his barber shop.
Well,
come to Pine Ridge, the one place in the world where the women folks is getting a break at last, she says.
Yeah, well, she's right about that, I reckon, yeah.
Come to Pine Ridge, she says. Mose will give you a job.
Huh.
And old Mose might not throw the transom right then and there, but his sister insisted. And he had to give her a job. Now he's tickled to death.
Well, I don't wonder.
Oh, he's making money down there now faster than he can find places to stack it up.
Why, he must be. I know when I come by there this morning, there must have been 9 or 10 fellas there waiting for her to...
9 or 10? I come by there just now, they was lined up clean outside the barbershop.
They were?
Oh, they was there. I seen them. I done it. They was standing right there when I walked by.
By the limbs, they lie.
Some of them looked pretty silly standing there, too.
They did.
Yeah. Stacy Cadlow, for incident.
Stacy?
Well, he ain't got a hair on his head.
No.
Now, what does he want with a haircut?
Ordinarily, Stacy never even goes near the barbershop.
Of course not. Of course not. It just shows how everybody in town's losing his senses.
Hello.
Old Lum, for incident. I said hello, but he pretended like he never seen me.
Lum entered? Was he alive?
Why, he was there. Sure he was. You could tell he was feeling pretty sheepish about it, too.
Well, Lomi, he was just down there yesterday. She gave him a haircut and a shave and trimmed his mustache, slicked down his hair with some rose-flavored tonic or some outlandish thing.
Well, he was in line again today.
If that don't beat all.
Standing up there big as life.
I wondered why he was so anxious to get out of here this morning. Fidgeted around like a half-throated kid of a boy wanting to go to the circus.
And he was there.
Yes, sir. You know, I wondered what he was hinting at this morning. Kept looking at himself in the looking glass and saying his hair was thinning out. And didn't I think he ought to do something about it? I told him it looked to me like it's thicker now than it was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Lum's well-fetched.
Yeah.
He's got enough hair there to stuff a mattress.
So that was it, huh? Trying to get an excuse to go to the barbershop again.
Yeah, personal, I think you sort of disgusted.
Oh.
All them fellas resting down there making idiots out of themselves. Don't you think so, Abner?
Why, of course. Of course I do.
I wouldn't go down there. Would you?
I wouldn't be caught dead in the place. No, sir, no warmer's going to chop my hair off. Well, of course, business doesn't spur me, but it's different.
Oh, yeah, well, charity does mine, too. Natural.
Natural.
But, out and out, Lady Barber. I don't know, Abner. I just don't know.
Special the way things have been going around here in Pine Ridge. That lame women folks running everything now.
No, man can't call his soul his own.
He can't do it.
No, sir, a man can't call his soul his own. Lady Barber. What'll it be next?
No, sir.
Yeah, you just don't know, Abner.
Yeah, me neither.
Man can't call his soul his own.
I know it.
They say she's a pretty jolly sort.
Huh.
Kitty, I mean.
Oh.
Say she's pretty friendly. Got a good sense of humor. Jolly.
Yeah, well, I hear that, too. Speaks right up, they tell me.
Yeah?
Got the answer.
You know, Abner, I just thinking, since Charity got to be alderman, or elder woman, I reckon you call it, she don't have no time to do her own chores around the place. Like, cutting my hair and all that.
Well, same with me. I hardly ever see Elizabeth. Hardly even eat the breakfast after I work the hard cooking.
Well?
She don't have time to cut my hair neither, I don't think.
No. Makes it bad, don't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does, yeah.
Tell you one thing, though, Abner.
Yeah?
I wouldn't go down there and let that kitty, what's her name, work on my hair at all.
You wouldn't, huh?
No, sir. Would you?
Oh, no! No. Bet your life I would. No, sir, no.
Make an idiot out of yourself.
Not me. No, sir. Me not Abner Peabody.
Well, I reckon I better get on back to the place. Got some socks to darn, one thing or another.
Ain't you darned your socks yet this week?
Of course I have. These are charities I got to mend now.
Oh, well, Elizabeth bought herself some new ones. Maybe the mail ought to keep herself looking her best, you know.
Yeah, natural.
Hey, speaking of the mayor, Grandpap, tell her actual Orton to ask the mayor of a town to do things like that. Well, I'm cutting hair from the Grand Party.
How's that, Emma?
Well, I say you take the mayor of a town, she's general, pretty busy woman.
She's general, man.
Well, yeah. But, would you walk down to the city hall and go right into the mayor's office and say, Mayor, I want a haircut? Believe they could have you arrested for that.
I don't doubt it. The way that batch of women makes up new laws to suit herself.
No, I don't want to get arrested. What's a fella in my position going to do when he needs a haircut anyway?
I don't know him. I just don't know.
What'd you say her name was? Kitty?
Yeah. Kitty something or other. Kitty's her give name.
Yeah, I thought it was. Hard name to collect from her.
Well, gotta be running along.
Yeah, I've got work to do myself.
This I want to tidy things up before Charity gets home from the office tonight.
I don't reckon she'd bum ruin a man's hair.
How's that?
Well, I mean, if you was actual forced into it, I wouldn't go down there myself, of course.
Oh, Kitty, you mean?
Yeah, that's Kitty, what's her name? I mean, if there just weren't no other way to get your hair cut, you know.
Well, there's lots of things a man has to put up with sometimes when he wants to or not.
Oh, yes, awful what a man has to put up with.
Leastways nowadays.
Yeah. Yeller hair?
Huh?
Oh, or nothing.
Yeah, yeller. It's wavy.
Look at the back of my neck, Grandpap. My hair's getting pretty long, isn't it?
Let me see. Oh, it ain't so bad.
Pretty long.
It ain't as bad as mine.
Oh.
Look at that. No man owes it to himself to look his best.
Oh, I'll amen that remark, yeah. Special when they're women folks, the mayor, alderman, important, you know.
Yeah, when a woman gets home at night from the office tired, she likes to see her man looking neat.
Well, that's the only fair thing to do.
Yeah. Owe him that much.
Yeah, well.
Gotta be running along, Abner.
Yeah. Or say, Grandpa.
Yeah?
Reckon how long a man have to stand in that line? That is, if a man
What do you want to get a haircut?
Oh, I don't know. An hour, maybe.
Hour.
Guess it don't make much difference, though.
No.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute, Grandpap. I want to get my hat here.
Your hat?
Yeah, I'll walk down the street with you. A little fresh air will do me good, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, fresh air is good for a fellow.
Oh, yeah. Healthy, invigorating. Sex around indoors all day.
Let that come along. Well, where's everybody going? What you got on your hat for, Evan?
I was just stepping out for some fresh air. It's healthy, vigorous, you know.
Oh, well, go ahead if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch the store.
Yeah.
You already been down to the barbershop just now.
Barbershop?
Yeah, there's a big lineup of fellas down there. I weren't in it, of course. Just happened to be passing by.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think that lady barber's the best thing that could have happened to this town right now.
Well...
got all the women folks in town so riled up, I believe they plumb forgot about running the city giver, man.
Riled up?
Yeah, I think it's the first step towards giving up them public offices and getting back home where they belong.
Well, how do you know they're getting riled up about that lady barber?
Why, the women folks are going right down there and yanking them in out of that line.
Yanking them out of the line?
The funniest thing you ever see. Regular riot. Wait a minute, Abner. What are you taking your hat off for? I thought you were going out for some fresh air.
Oh, I don't know. Fellas can't get too much of that stuff, I reckon. All them germs floating around in it. Well, you open the door there when you come in, let a drop or two. What are you taking your hat off there for, Grandpa?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it'd be nice to sit and visit for a while. Ain't got a thing in the world to do.
This anti-feminine movement might not lead to a new change of government as Lum hopes, but it will certainly bring the fight out into the open. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Are you going out Saturday night, friends? Well, if you are, have a good time. But be sure you check on your supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets before you go. You see, late hours may make you overly tired. Late refreshments may disagree. And you may find that you have a headache or an acid-upset stomach next morning. Now, that's the time you'll want Alka-Seltzer for the fast-action relief it can give. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it. All druggists carry Alka-Seltzer, and you'll be economy-wise when you ask for the large package. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. And here's something else to keep in mind. Always remember to take Alka-Seltzer the night before. Then you can often avoid the stress the next morning. Yes, make sure you have Alka-Seltzer in the house right when you want it. And to help you do that, don't forget, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.